Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Layla.
So, will you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, name a well-known game in 8 letters, drop the 5th letter, move the 1st letter into the vacated spot, and you'll spell, in order, part of the human body. What's the game and what's the body part? And the game is cribbage, and do those operations, you get rib cage.
We received over 1,600 correct responses, and the winner this week is Amy Vames of Highland Park, New Jersey. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi.
So how'd you solve the puzzle?
Well, it took me a few days, but my husband got it pretty quickly, and he was trying to give me clues, but I wasn't really coming up with any games. So then one night in bed, I just started thinking of body parts, and so I did it backwards, and I got rib cage, and then I immediately thought, oh, cribbage, even though I've never played the game myself. So.
Oh, yeah. So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, gosh, quite a long time. Not postcard days, but, probably at least 10, 15 years. And I try to send in my answer whenever I can.
And now you get to play on air. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Amy, I'm going to give you clues for 2 words. The first word ends in G-O. Drop the G-O, and what's left will answer the second clue. For example, if I said what's loaded onto a ship and automobile, you would say cargo. And when you drop the last 2 letters, you get car.
Okay.
Number 1 is a tropical fruit and a guy or fellow.
Mango and man.
That's it. An Australian sheep menace. Okay. And cacophony.
And dingo and din.
That's it. A ballroom dance and light brown.
Tango and tan.
Wow, uh-huh. You are so good at this, Amy.
Bam, bam, bam. Second longest river in Africa. And opposed to?
Congo and con.
Nice. North Dakota City. At a distance.
Fargo and far.
A game with a card that has 25 squares. And a large container.
Bingo and bin.
That's it. A foreigner in Mexico. And a smile.
Gringo and grin.
That's it. And Italian cheese. And where China is.
Asiago and Asia.
Nice. The third largest city in America. And a Latin American girl.
Chicago and Chica.
That's it. Name of a bay in Jamaica. Oh. And a card game associated with cheats.
Wait, can you do that? Say that again?
Yeah. Your first clue is the name of a bay in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And a card game associated with cheats.
Oh.
And that card game you might see when you're walking down the street and someone has a table with 3 cards.
Oh. I'm blanking on the name of
that. And it's
often
called 3 card.
Oh. Montego and Monty.
That's it.
Okay.
A California city.
Okay.
And a cookie often made with pecans.
San Diego and Sandy.
And Sandy is right. And your last one, it's tricky. The first part is a 2-word answer. It's an enthusiastic response from an audience.
Okay.
And drop the G-O and you get a hyphenated word that means substitute.
Something like
So you're in the
standing O and stand in.
That's it. Nice job.
Thanks.
Wow, you powered through that.
Oh, thank you.
How do you feel?
Good and relieved. That was fun, though.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Amy, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to WNYC in New York City.
That's Amy Vames of Highland Park, New Jersey. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Michael Wilk of Goleta, California. Think of a hyphenated word that describes certain pants, the first half of the word, and a homophone of the second half are synonyms. What kind of pants are these? So again, a hyphenated word that describes some pants, the first half of the word, and a homophone of the second half are synonyms. What kind of pants are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Layla.